Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. As always, streaming services. Tell us about these streaming services.
I find it amazing that we've come from having Netflix launching in Australia, but just mere years ago, it really does feel like, to now a recent survey shows that 78% of all Australian households have subscriptions to entertainment services. Now, that could be music like Spotify or streaming like Stan or Netflix. But of the 78%, that's a big number, but those 78%, on average, have 4.3 subscriptions each, which means that if you've got music, you've got Spotify or Apple, and then you add on a couple of streaming services like Netflix, Stan, and Disney+, it means that more people than I would ever expect it have even more than just that, whether it's BritBox or HeyU or KO or all the different services. This is a real boom, and I think COVID has obviously fueled that, and it'll be interesting to see how the open world maybe in 2022 changes or continues to evolve this market.
I think it'll actually continue to evolve, to be honest, Trevor, because while you were just talking there, you mentioned that 4.4 services. I was going through mine, Disney, KO, and you go through them, Amazon, Netflix. I've got the four instantly, the instant four, and then all of a sudden you start thinking, well, I've got this one, and this one, and they all add up from a cost perspective. But the value for money, I think, is a lot better than, dare I say it, maybe a Foxtel subscription.
Oh, for sure, and I think that's what rationalises it for everyone. Is instead of paying $125 for Foxtel, I'm paying $50 or $60 for all these amazing things, and the $8 a month, or $6 a month, or $20 a month. Doesn't feel like a lot, especially when you justify it as, a coffee a day or something like that.
Well, I know a lot of people that I know will have streaming, but let us know. 5444 1071. What do you got in the world of streaming? Gaming is another one that I like. Trevor, the PlayStation gets a workout from time to time, especially during these COVID times. But Backbone One is an Xbox-like controller.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's for your iPhone. So if you're someone that likes to play games on the iPhone, that touch screen is amazing. And I've played Minecraft with the kids, a little bit of Call of Duty, different games, racing car games. The controls for them is just not normal for someone who loves a bit of gaming because there's no feedback on the screen from pressing buttons and all that kind of stuff. So this Backbone One is an Xbox controller, or it looks like one. Imagine it cut in half, and then you slide your iPhone in the middle, and you've got full controller controls, thumbsticks, triggers, buttons, everything you need so that you can really up your game. It's a fantastic product. I played with it for a week or so. It's amazing. $179 available at the Gamesman online. It's a great present for someone who loves their gaming or just a little gift to yourself if you're into your mobile gaming on iPhone.
If my wife's listening, yes, maybe. Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, talking technology on this Wednesday afternoon. Now, Trevor, while Apple has a new iPad mini out later this week, Samsung's released theirs, Battle of Samsung versus Apple. Who would have thought this would continue?
Yeah, exactly, and continuing in earnest. So Apple announces the iPad mini, 8.3-inch device, $749. And then Samsung says, oh, by the way, our new FE edition. So Galaxy Tab S7, which is their main range of tablets, FE being fan edition. So it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but gee whiz, it does everything 99% of people are going to need. 12.4-inch screen, $799 with an included stylus for to do drawing and writing on the screen. So great value, great product, and a real battle continues between Samsung and Apple in the tablet space, not just in the smartphone space.
As long as it keeps playing Snake, that's all I'll keep saying, because that was a game back in the day. That's what I like. Hey, just a bit of useless information for you, Trevor, before I go. Of course, this being a Wednesday. Yesterday, we'd like to do the celebrity birthday book just after 4. Yesterday, on Tuesday, a bit of useless information for you, I guess. In 2012, the iPhone 5 was released in Australia.
There you go. I mean, it's amazing how this time of year, in fact, that came up in my Facebook memory yesterday, the iPhone 5, when I got hands-on with it this very day. So, it's always this time of year that we can count on a brand-new iPhone hitting the market.
Who would have thought? And it's nearly Christmas time. I mean, just getting into that market. Hey, Trevor, really do appreciate
your time. Another
one for the wife? Yes, absolutely. And no, not this time around. Oh, I shouldn't say that, should I? Maybe for Christmas.
Never say never.
Hey, Trevor, really do appreciate your time this afternoon talking all things technology.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much. Trevor Long there, the editor for EFTM.com at his gold, Central Victoria.